Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In 1 hour at 4 o'clock, we've got those tickets for you to go see Bert Kreischer when he comes to the DMV. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan, and we welcome our Richmond audience in on AM 910 and FM 105.1. To everybody else who's been listening all over D.C. on 106.7 The Fan, thanks for making the show part of your day. We're taking you up to 6:30. Please remember that if you're ever out and about outside the area or want to take us with you on the move, you can do that. We are broadcasting nationally for 4.5 hours a day, always free on the Odyssey app. It's a great way to listen to the show.
Anytime, anywhere. I do it all the time. For example, I was getting a bunch of texts this morning right after I dropped my son off at school, and they're like, dude, junkies are talking about you. Junkies are talking about you. I'm like, well, what are they saying? Do I need to call in? What's happening? And I figured out JP Flame was talking about a conversation you and I had years ago, Jeeps. Years ago, I could hit the rewind button, easily find it on the Odyssey app, about the appropriate amount of ice in a soda at a fast food restaurant.
And which we all know is about a quarter of the cup.
Yeah, our ratio between 25 and 30% is ideal, especially if you have crushed ice. That is where you want it. Tough guys always like to pretend, dude, like 2% ice, like no ice. No.
Now, I overdo some the ice, to be fair, because I'm an
you're ice
chewer.
You're a chewer.
So I will go heavy, especially if it's the kind of ice I like to chew. I'll almost fill that cup up. But the perfect ratio, you go a little less ice for me. My perfect ratio is close to a half cup. I'll say maybe 40, 45%. You're more of a quarter cup guy, which that's your prerogative. I'm not going to beat you up for that. But everyone's got their own way of going about it. Did you see that the new president of basketball operations in D.C., who's going to be running the Wizards, has given his first public opinions on Bradley Beal?
I saw it.
Michael Winger, just hired to run the Wizards front office, was talking about taking the job. There was a feature done on him in the L.A. Times, probably because he's coming from L.A. where he was with the Clippers, and so he's got some relationships with media members out there. Here's why I think it's important what he says about Beal, and why I think it's a story and people care what he says about Beal. The number one question about Winger and the way forward for the Wizards is, are you able to rebuild this team if you want to? Are you able to detonate this roster if that's your plan? Will Ted Leonsis allow you to build this thing in your vision? Or do you have to build this team in the image that it has been constructed here recently, which is around Bradley Beal as the A1, you know, alpha, the guy? And does that mean they're keeping Kuzma and keeping Porzingis and doing the Tommy Shepard plan where that's your big three? And you try to, you know, build everyone else around that to get into the middle of the pack in the top eight in the Eastern Conference. So that's the whole question, right? We're trying to figure out what's Winger's vision. Is he going to want to rebuild? Could he try to trade Bradley Beal and start over? Because I don't want to speak for every Wizards fan, but I would guess that somewhere between 80 and 90% of the fan base would like this team to start over and actually try once and for all to build this thing from the ground up with an entirely new group.
To really and truly build. Which, instead of just this middling hamster wheel that's caused, frankly, disinterest among the fan base. One play-in tournament over the last five seasons tells you that your way of going about it has not worked. There are no 50-win seasons to speak of in my lifetime as a Wizards fan. Not that 50 is the holy grail or the benchmark, but it's just emblematic of a team that's got a chance to do something special come the postseason. So there are a couple paragraphs here, GP, that really jump out at me. I'll read the second one first, if I may. Which is, this is his comments on Beal. The bulk of his conversations with Leontis, Winger said, were spent on finding where they aligned in what he called a big picture vision for building an organization. Winger values process. So does Leontis, he said. Leontis wanted to know Winger's thoughts on developing a culture that could lead to sustainable success. I'll come back to that. Winger's comment on Beal. His former coaches, former teammates, they all have extraordinarily high regard for him, and he's unequivocally a superstar, Winger said. The hardest thing to do in the NBA is acquire a superstar talent, and it's even harder to acquire superstar talent with this level of character. And so I think it's an extremely, extremely fortunate starting point. So to me, that's really exciting to have somebody like Brad on the team. Here's my hope. You can't walk in and be like, yeah, that guy's an overpaid bum. I can't wait to get rid of his ass. First thing, he's on the first plane out of here. As soon as I can find somebody who gives me 10 cents on the dollar, I am shipping him. You're not going to say that. Of course, you're going to pump up your asset because worst case scenario, you can't find a trade partner, or because Bradley Beal has a no trade clause. He could say, no, I'm not going there because I have a no trade clause. There's no reason for you to give me, but I have it. So the answer is no. Here's the thing that I'm worried about. And again, maybe this is just what you say in an interview. Maybe this is just lip service. He's a very well-respected guy, really sharp dude. Went to law school, has been in successful organizations, has done an awful lot. I don't know exactly what roles in each place, but basketball folks think this guy is really, really sharp. That part about the meshing with Leontis and building a culture, that scares me. And most people are going to go, what the hell are you talking about? That's exactly what we need. I worry that it's building a culture with what we've got because what we've got is good enough. That's my fear, is that Leontis goes, here's what we have right now. This really, really great player in Bradley Beal, a chance for a couple other guys to come back that were difference makers that scored over 20 points a game last season, that, you know, Porzingis had his best season in a long time. Kuzma has broken out. Look at what we have already. All we need is a culture. We just need to be the Heat, and we'll be in the finals too. That's my fear. Is that all it takes is just a couple hard practices and a coach that shares my vision, and we'll be right there. That's my fear, is that he's basically saying, come in here, you'll be in charge of all of it, make nice with everybody, and make sure the Mystics are running on five cylinders too.
Yeah, so we don't know what Ted said to him, and we never will probably, and we don't know what Winger said to get the job and whether or not he's going to be empowered to do this how he wants to, or if the point is, hey, get in where you fit in. You get to be a team president, basketball ops, run the whole thing. You're getting a massive bump in pay. You're getting a huge bump in title. You're going to be a household name in the NBA as far as executives go. So enjoy the gig. But here are the guidelines. And you slide that sheet across the desk, and it says, Beal stays and is the sun, and everything else in this solar system kind of revolves around him.
Uh-huh.
We don't know how that went. I could tell you that Ava Wallace, we have on the show, and I trust her reporting, in this story she wrote for the Washington Post, made it seem like through her sources that this guy is being given the full autonomy to do whatever he wants. It sounds like Winger is getting carte blanche, and if he wants to trade Beal, he'll be allowed to. And if he wants to do other things, he's going to be able to. Now, as you said, it's going to be hard to trade Beal for a lot of reasons. The biggest one of them is you're not allowed to without his permission. So if he wants to stay and make the money he's making here, he can do that. But this quote, this is the first chance we have as to getting an indication of Winger on Bradley Beal. He is unequivocally a superstar. The hardest thing to do in the NBA is to acquire a superstar talent, and it's even harder to acquire superstar talent with his level of character. And so I think it's an extremely, extremely fortunate starting point. That's tough. Because he's not a superstar. This is where we get into semantics, I guess. And what is a superstar?
What does that mean? Forgive me. Let me push back on that for 1 second. It's everything. It's not semantics to me. It's everything. It's the whole misidentification. It's the whole problem here where they look in the mirror and they go, I'm not fat. You're fat, dude. They don't know what they have and what they don't have. They think he's the same as everyone else. Please continue.
Okay. That's very well said. But, and this is a big old booty here, okay? But, he has to say this. Like, this is the correct thing to say.
Yep.
Hopefully, what he actually thinks is different. But what do I kill the Commanders for all too often? They devalue assets.
Yes.
They don't build up what they've got. Make it a commodity. He should go on a media tour screaming into a megaphone about how amazing Bradley Beal is.
Hear, hear.
How teams would be so lucky to have him. And he's right about the character. I really genuinely believe.
I do too.
I think Brad is like a legitimately stellar human being from what I can gather. And our limited experiences with him, he seems like a pro. Like I get on players, the guys I don't like in sports that I don't root for, don't have pro qualities, don't take things seriously, don't act like grown-ups, you know, aren't guys that you want your kids to look up to and admire. Bradley Beal's not that. Bradley Beal is a, you know, put a poster of him up on your kid's bedroom, you could feel good about that. Buy that jersey, I think you could feel good about that. It's
Here's
never been my
big
issue.
Butt. Here's my big butt.
But, you knew it was coming. But, he's not a superstar. You pay him like a super-duper superstar.
Mm-hmm.
It's him and Joker that make the money that he makes. The same Joker who's in the finals, waiting on the Eastern Conference champion right now. The same guy who's averaging a triple-double, basically, in these playoffs. The same guy who could have been the MVP of the league for the last 3 years. It's him and it's Beal making the money that Beal makes. So his comment, it's not like this is a bad comment, he shouldn't have said it. No, this is indicative of
right.
good media practice, good overall understanding of the situation. I guess I only point this out, Danny, to say, if his legitimate thought is, thank God we got Beal to build this whole thing around.
Oh, no.
Then we're in the same spot.
Then we're rowing the boat in the circle again, right around the drain. This is, again, every Wizards fan, the 11 of us that are left, we have one concern. One concern and one concern only. That it's just going to be the same thing with a different face. Right? Because we've seen it. We've seen this our whole life. For whatever reason, Ted, who got successful with the Capitals, when he tried to buy it and do it quick with the Yagers of the world, realized that ain't the right way. They got lucky as hell that some kid named Ovechkin was the number one overall pick. The next year, they got him, and they built a dynasty of it. When they tore it down and started to build something, and they built a sustainable bit of excellence. The best they've been here is when they finally bottomed out and won the lottery and got John Wall, where Bradley Beal was the number two, and you had 49 wins, and you were knocking on the door of the Eastern Conference Finals. Not good enough big picture, but that's the best it's been. There's been this abject refusal, this defiance, this weird, early 1980s tough guy sports talk thing about, we ain't never going to tank, it's losing. Woo! You've been losing so much losing. Lose with a purpose. You can lose if there's an end game to it. There hasn't been an end game to this. While they're barely winning 35 ball games a couple of years ago, Bradley Beal's leading the league in minutes, killing himself, going up and down the court, playing offense, defense, playmaking, hard minutes, LeBron James-like minutes, and LeBron's doing it for a team that's going to the damn finals. Beal's doing it for a team that might make the play-in. What are we doing? What were we doing then? The eye line, the energy, the effort seems wasted and futile and pointless and planless. I pray that this guy really does have the autonomy. If he really does, any objective basketball observer would be like, I'm not saying Bradley Beal's a bad player. Neither is Kuzma. Neither is Porzingis. These are bad players.
In fact, they're three really good players.
They're good players. Together, this doesn't work. We need to start anew because our ceiling is too low.
Beal's
What's the point
a star.
Of this?
Porzingis is a star, and Kuzma is really good. I would say, you know, if we go, like, if the tiers are superstar, star, mm-hmm. and then really good under that, like, you got two stars and a really good. But we've kind of seen what that is,
yep.
what that gets you. That and a couple bucks will get you a pack of gum. I mean, it's not enough. I'm going somewhere with this, but I'm going to ask you a question to get it started.
Okay.
Best player in the NBA right now.
Jokic.
If Jokic was here with Beal, could this team get to the finals?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Maybe his point is, okay, and I'm basing this off the winger comments, but like, yep. let's just say hypothetically he really views Beal as he's a building block, we're keeping him, we're building this with him, we're lucky we have him. Let's take him at face value. That's what he really thinks. Maybe his point is Beal's not the problem. Beal will be the solution when I get another superstar. I'm using his term superstar.
Okay.
Beal, with him. In other words, like going down the list, if Giannis was here with Beal, can that team win the finals?
Yes.
Doncic.
I
don't think that would work.
No,
really.
It wouldn't work. But I see your point. Embiid.
Embiid.
Yes.
Durant.
Maybe.
Not now. Not anymore, probably. But you get where I'm going.
I know
with
exactly
this.
What you're saying. Like, yes. This is a smart point.
So he might be saying, actually, like, we could win with Beal. We just need to get the other thing. Now, the problem is here, they haven't been able to get the other thing. And I don't think they'll be able to. Like, the other thing doesn't want to come here.
Right.
Whoever that is, that guy's never available because they're busy making, I hate to say this, Beal money in the case of Jokic. He's not leaving Denver. But that part of it we don't really think about, and maybe we shouldn't. Maybe it's a waste of time because it's an impossibility that you could get. My point is, if you had a top 5 or 10 player in basketball with Beal, you could win.
And, that ain't bad.
Maybe
yeah.
that would have been Wembanyama if he hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. So that's sharp. So let me play that out for a second. To me, the thing that frustrated me the most about the Underground Fighter, that's not true. It was on the podium or a top 5, maybe Mount Rushmore, maybe a top 20, because it was a disaster and I hated him so much as an executive. They were never in position to pounce. In other words, if you're not going to be good, you just keep assets together so that when Paul George is disgruntled in Indiana, you could trade for him. So that when Donovan Mitchell is going to be out in Utah, you trade for him. Cleveland did that, and they got a team that, you know, listen, they got upset by the Knicks whooped their butts, but that's a pretty good club. I'd rather be Cleveland right now with Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell and Garland and a couple other guys than here in Washington. There's plenty of upside there. They're never in position to strike. That's the way to get the second superstar. Or you find them through the draft, and we know that's not going to happen when they draft 8th, 9th, or 10th every single year, no matter what, and it's never their Giannis, it's never their Jokic, it's always a Denny Avdija type situation. So if you're going to try to find the second superstar or a real superstar with Beal as the second banana again, that's not the craziest thing in the world. It's probably prohibitive because this is not thought of as the destination. You have to do the metamorphosis the way Phoenix has, the way Oklahoma City, the way Sacramento is probably going through right now, the way Denver did, quite frankly. Denver was the Washington of the Midwest.
Yes.
Right? Nobody gave a damn. They'd never done diddly or squat. Their teams in the 80s with Alex English and company were fun and Fat Lever. Cool. They've never done anything out there. When you finally unearth that superstar, however you got him, second round, first round, whatever, now all of a sudden Denver's cool.
But you're ruling out the draft almost certainly because you're not bad enough. It's the same problem
yep.
that the Commanders are in finding a quarterback. You're never bad enough to be at the top of the board, right? So you have to rule that out. So then how do you get the guy? You have to lure them in free agency,
which
has
never
been
happen.
An impossibility and seems like it can't happen. And so my point is to say, I think that his logic, or in this hypothetical, the logic of Beal as the number two, you can build a champion, I agree with. That would make me believe he's probably not a superstar to that
right.
terminology. But if that's the thought, I agree. You could win a super. If you had Giannis, whoever the next Giannis is, if you had Wembanyama or whatever, maybe. But I just don't think they're going to get that guy, which is why I'm saying you have to move on and try to do this another way. The other question on Beal is, like, just going through some guys that are similar in terms of, you know, the that position, so to speak. Like, SGA, way ahead of Beal now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? No doubt. Damian Lillard, way ahead of Beal.
Yep.
Right?
They need help, too. I mean,
agreed.
I love Lillard. They can't win either.
Donovan Mitchell or Beal?
Mitchell.
I mean, not even close, right? I remember when I said we should trade Beal for Jaylen Brown straight up and everyone killed me. Jaylen Brown right now, that's not a debate, is it?
Not for me.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of some other guys in that kind of two-guard type ilk. What about Jimmy Butler? It was more of a three, but I mean Butler over Beal.
Yep.
And he's, you know, more of a postseason
complete player,
guy.
But yeah, but still a two-way player.
Paul George or Beal?
Health's a question there, but on court, give me Paul George.
Healthy Paul George.
Yep.
Devin Booker or Beal?
Booker. Come
right.
on, dude.
Of course. This is his own position. You know what I mean? This
yeah.
is his, like, peers that we're going through. I know this guy's a point guard, but I'm interested in this. Trae Young or Bradley Beal?
Trae Young.
Jalen Brunson after a year with the Knicks.
After what I just saw? Ascending. I know that sounds disrespectful, but
he's absolutely
he's
after
a
this.
He's a badass.
Year. Anthony Edwards or Beal? So the reason I ask this is, like,
yeah.
Put yourself in the shoes of this hypothetical Giannis that's picking a spot.
Right.
Anthony Edwards wants to play with me and Bradley Beal does. Where am I going?
Probably Edwards.
Jaren Jackson. That's a different position. Drew Holiday or Bradley Beal? Maybe now you're into the Beal category.
Yeah. I mean, Holiday's such a great defender, but the point stands. Like, you're in the CJ McCollum, Fred Van Fleet tier.
Here's one. DeMar DeRozan wants me to come team up with him or Bradley Beal.
God, DeRozan was so good this year, but maybe I lean Beal.
All right, so now we're in the Beal.
But we're in that tier.
I haven't mentioned Jamal Murray yet.
Well, Jamal Murray, but I think this is such a good point. The idea that the superstar is going to go, where am I going to pick? You know, where am I going to force a trade to? It's not here. This place has to get cool somehow.
By the way, if you had a superstar, it would be cool, and that's kind of my point.
Right.
If you legitimately had a superstar, it makes it cool.
They weren't even cool. They were cool for about a minute with Wall and Beal, if you recall. Paul Pierce decided, yep, sure, I'll come here and play the four. Like, Hall of Famer Paul Pierce, the truth. You know what I mean? Like, a nickname, and everyone knows who I'm talking about when I say the truth. He came here for a year because they were on the cusp of coolness. And I know that sounds stupid, but that's how the NBA works, man.
What's the way forward for the new president basketball ops here? What do you think the blueprint should look like? And specific to Beal, I guess the question is, you know, do you view him still as a potential superstar? Can they win if they build around him? What would they have to do? I think this past year is all you need to see with two really good players around him. They didn't even make the playoffs. I know there was a lot of missed games with injuries, and maybe they'll hang their hat on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious. Maybe there's someone out there who still kind of thinks that a co-top two Batman-Robin situation with somebody in Beal would be enough. 800-636-1067 is the number. The Wizards have a new vision. They've got a new team president. First public comments from Winger on Beal. Called him a superstar. Said he's glad that he's here as a guy they can build this thing around. We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.